For some people, their first thought of a nuclear power plant involves cooling towers, meltdowns, and the comically incompetent Homer Simpson.
Don't! Who'd have thought a nuclear reactor would be so complicated?
But needless to say, The Simpsons is not an accurate representation of a nuclear power plant. Nuclear energy has a significant presence in Illinois, with 11 reactors spread across 6 plants. Together, they provide about 11.8 gigawatts of power to the entire state. That's enough for millions of homes, or almost 10 DeLorean time machines.
Great Scott!
But raw energy generated isn't the only important measurement. Paul Dempsey is a spokesman for Exelon, which owns the Byron Nuclear Generating Station. He says the plant has a capacity factor around 94%. This is a measure of the maximum amount of energy a power plant can put out, compared with how much is actually generated over a period of time.
It's a huge percentage for a large amount of power. Wind and solar are important. We definitely need a variety, but solar is in the 20% capacity factor range. Wind, maybe 35%, because we don't always have the sun, we don't always have the wind.
The turbine is in the upper floors of the plant, and at more than 1,800 RPM, it is loud. In essence, nuclear plants generate electricity at a constant rate, and don't have to worry about storing it in batteries due to inactivity. Mark Canavas is the Byron Plant's site vice president. He says another advantage is that nuclear plants aren't as vulnerable to supply disruptions. In the case of the Byron plant, he says they have enough uranium on hand to keep reactors running for 18 months without an eruption.
Coal piles freeze, or coal doesn't get delivered, or railroads don't run, wind doesn't blow, sun doesn't shine. It is truly part of our national trust, is a constant supply of energy.
The supply from nuclear plants is enough to provide Illinois with 90% of its carbon-free power, and almost half of the state's overall power. But despite the output and production advantages, nuclear power faces several long-term challenges. The first is economic. Natural gas fracking and shale oil extraction have made these fuels cheap. Howard Lerner is executive director of the Environmental Law and Policy Center, an eco-business and environmental advocacy group. He says the competition from cheaper natural gas hurt the profitability of Exelon's plants in Clinton and the Quad Cities.
The fact that Exelon said they need public subsidies to the tune of about $2.5 billion tells you something about the economic competitiveness or lack thereof.
These subsidies were part of the 2016 Future Energy Jobs Act, which also included incentives for renewable energy. Building new nuclear power plants can also be a hard sell to the public. Lerner says they take about 10 years to build, but could still be a net loss in profit, even taking into account new designs.
There's a lot of R&D and technology development going on, and let's see what the engineers can produce. But what's out there right now for the new nuclear technology is not remotely economically competitive.
Canavas at the Byron plant says his facility remains profitable because it makes use of 2 reactors, which generate greater amounts of electricity. Aside from the challenge of staying profitable, nuclear plants are also dealing with the issue of storing their waste, and the problem is not what pop culture would suggest.
Rollin', 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 toxic barrel rollin'.
They're so hot and glowing.
We'll die.
Much of the waste from a nuclear power plant is in the form of spent fuel. At a certain point, the uranium fueling a reactor won't be able to produce heat at a constant enough rate to generate power. When this happens, the fuel rods, along with other irradiated objects, need to be disposed of. Prima Chandratha with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission explains what happens to the rods.
The rods will go in and they'll be covered with this water, right? And they're there to go ahead and they're cooled and they're protected and they're shielding built into these spent fuel pools.
The pools are usually at least 40 feet deep, so the water contains any radiation emanating from the spent fuel. There's also enough room to store hundreds of spent fuel bundles. But Stan Campbell with the Sierra Club's Blackhawk chapter says the current problem is volume.
Each one of these nuclear power plants produces at least 33 tons of uranium dioxide waste fuel a year, not to mention all the hazardous waste that is produced because it comes in contact with the uranium dioxide fuel. That has to be dealt with.
The fuel is safe as long as it stays in these pools, but the federal government hasn't determined a central location to dispose of waste in the long run. Because of this, Power plants either need to build more pools or transfer the waste into large steel and concrete cylinders, called dry casks. They're stored on site, outside the power station, or in dedicated buildings. And while they continue to pile up, Canavas admits it's probably the best interim solution until states or the feds designate a central repository. Overall, nuclear power plants provide significant amounts of electricity in Illinois. And while they face problems with profitability and waste storage, they remain a constant source of carbon-free power that current renewables can't provide on their own. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.